Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin and we are here in our monthly End Emotional Eating teleclass. It is good to have you all here. I see people are jumping on the line now and I'm going to put you all in mute. There we go, we're in mute mode. What that is that it makes for a cleaner recording if I have everybody on mute. If we have extra time at the end, I will get us off of mute and we can do some question and answer if we have any time at the end. This is one of my favorite things to do. I do this End Emotional Eating teleclass every month, the second Monday of every month at 12 o'clock Pacific time, and I had a lot of people sign up this month. I think this is a call that everybody is needing to hear about, to talk about, and I am glad we are here to do this today. So there are those of you that are on the line. Like I said, we have you muted, then there'll be those listening later on the recording because they couldn't make it live. And so let me just tell you, I am Kim McLaughlin, and I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com, feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And I help people move out of struggling with food, struggling with overeating, struggling with binging, struggling with emotional eating. And I help them move into feeling more at peace with food, more empowered around food, and more satisfied in their lives. And I don't focus on dieting. I don't focus on calories. I don't focus on food. I focus on all the components that go into overeating. And I'm just so glad you're here because I think this is important for us to get information out that is helpful, beneficial, and really works to help you move through this struggle with food. Today's topic, like I said, is something I've got a lot of signups for this topic, so it tells me that it's really a significant one for people. And the topic is, why do I think about food so often, and how do I think about it less? So it's why do I think about food so often? How to stop thinking about it so often, kind of any way you want to say it. How do you stop thinking about food? And I know that that can be a struggle because we tend to think about it, and this situation happens where you think about it and you feel actually like you have to engage and that you have to eat. And today we're going to talk about what to do instead, that when we think about food, doesn't mean that we actually have to eat, or generally what that leads to is overeating. I had been thinking about this call today and was reminded of my history, and I have a history with overeating, binging, and emotional eating throughout most all of my life. So anybody who's on this call who has that similar issue, you are in good company because I understand. And I remember thinking about food. I would think about it. It was like it was a constant, it was like a tape going on in my head around and around and around, and it just wouldn't stop, kind of like that, Kim. You know you want to eat that. You know you want to have that. You know you want to eat it. And what would happen for me is that I would actually give in and eat just to stop the thoughts, just to make sure, just to end those thoughts that were relentless. Mine were relentless. I don't know about yours, but mine just wouldn't stop. And I didn't know what to do except to just eat. And what happened was, which is possibly what happens for all of you, is that I would think about it and think about it and think about it and didn't know what to do with those thoughts. I would then eat. And then, well, actually, I would eat a lot because I thought, well, if I'm going in all the way. So I would eat a lot of food. And I would then feel bad and I would feel guilty. And I would feel upset with myself and frustrated and angry and worry about whether I was going to gain weight or how much weight I was going to gain or how much exercise would I have to do to get rid of the food and the calories that I had just eaten. It was a cycle that didn't end. And I want you to know that there is a way out of this. There are options for you to start now. And I pride myself on having calls and meetings and speak. Whenever I speak, I want you to leave with something doable that you could do immediately following this call that actually could have some benefit and help you to feel better and help you feel like you have more power in your life. And that's what we're going to do today. So first, when I think about the thoughts, I think about what are these thoughts about? And, you know, kind of why do they show up? And the first thing that I want you to kind of wonder for yourself is if you're having these thoughts, they can start from this thought of restricting. So bear with me. Go with me on this one as I kind of talk you through this. What happens is when we diet and restrict, and that means where you restrict food, where you say, I can't have certain things, where you tell yourself there's good food and bad food, and I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't have this, or I can't have that. What happens is that actually when we restrict our food or have that dieting mentality, this actually leads us to think about food more often. It's this idea that if I tell you not to have something, or I tell you don't look over there, don't think about this, what do you start doing? You start thinking about it. And that happens with food. And that leads us then to overeat. So there's this cycle, and if you've been on any of my other calls, you might have heard this. And actually, I think I have a visual that I will put in the when I send out the audio, I'll put this little kind of a mind map out to you. But if you think of it, if you think of at the top of this circle is a diet or restricting. And then you have an arrow going over to the side that, and you have a circle that says binge. So what happens is when we diet and restrict, it leads us actually to binge. It just does. There's a lot of research around this, and I think just anybody's anecdotal personal experience will see that happens. And then we go to the binge. And what happens after we binge? We kind of take that arrow around and then put another circle around guilt. We feel guilt. This is what I just talked about a little earlier about when I had these excessive, obsessive thoughts about food. I would finally eat. I would eat too much. And then I'd feel guilty. It's this cycle. And then what happens is then if you connect this cycle, the circle again from guilt, you circle it up to dieting and restricting again. So this cycle goes around and around, and that's what happens when we restrict food. So I want you to start with examining your thoughts about dieting and are you restricting and telling yourself you can't have certain things. And I'm not advocating for anybody to binge or overeat. What I'm advocating is looking at food differently. And I encourage you from changing that thought of I can't to thoughts of I can if I want to. I can if I want to. And then we have to then search within ourselves and say, do I really want to? Do I really want to have this? Am I hungry? is this what's going to satisfy me? Is this what's going to lead me to feel good in my body and give me the energy to do the things I need to do? I can have it if I want to. And then I stop when I'm full. So if I really want to have this food, I have it because I want to, because I'm hungry, because it will give me the fuel I need to do the things I need to do. And then I feel fine about it. Do you see there's no overeating? There's no restricting. There's no obsessive thought. We're kind of in the flow with our food. The other way is if there is a thought of wanting to overeat, thought of food, thoughts of food, I like to change I can't into I choose not to. It's a really powerful method, and I really encourage you, you know, if you want to get a takeaway today that seriously works well for me, for everybody I've worked with, this is one of them. I choose not to. And I choose not to is a really empowering statement that then tells our mind that, oh, I could, but I just choose not to right now. And it really calms down your mind and that overthinking that you will do to try and wonder, should I eat or shouldn't I eat? So I encourage you to move into, I can if I want to, I can have this if I'm hungry, and I can have it until I'm full if it gives me the energy to do the things I want to do. Also, you can move into, I choose not to. For right now, for this moment, I choose not to. Maybe later I will choose to, but for right now, I choose not to. It is a powerful method to not fight with those thoughts. And where we end up having lots of problems is we're fighting with them. We're fighting with the thoughts. And I want you to move out of that fight into more of an ease with the thoughts. The second idea I want you to think about is, what can these thoughts tell you about yourself and tell you about your hunger? I think of these thoughts, I think of it, of the flow, is I think of thoughts lead to feelings and lead to behavior. And these thoughts do not have to mean that I have to act upon them. So thoughts can come out. We have the thoughts, then we have the feelings associated with the thoughts, and then the behavior. So if we deal with our thoughts first, our thoughts about food, we're then not going to move into having feelings about that, nor any kind of behavior. So we can hit strike at the starting spot to overeating. So what I, once again, for myself and for all of my clients, I think the starting spot is, and we always talk about this, is noticing the thoughts. Noticing the thoughts that you're thinking. Because if we start paying attention to them, we can deal with them. What happens for us is that we don't pay attention to them, and then we end up overeating and we'll say, what happened? I just overate. I ate all this food. It came out of nowhere. And I want to challenge this thought, because that's not true. The thought did not come out of nowhere. The behavior didn't come out of nowhere. The behavior came from a thought that you probably didn't recognize. And we have so many, millions and millions of thoughts during the day. And million and hundreds, I forget, I've heard a number, and I'm forgetting the number of thoughts we have about food during the day. We have a lot of opportunity to think about food during the day. And we can end up not noticing them or not acknowledging them and letting them really slide by. And then we end up overeating and thinking, I don't know how that happened. How did I end up eating? I wasn't thinking. Well, you were. You just weren't paying attention to it. So start noticing the feelings. or I'm sorry, start noticing the thoughts. And how we do that is I think of it like, you know, those little the at the bottom of your TV screen, they have these, some of the TV channels having running messages at the bottom of the screen. And they can catch you out of the corner of your eye, and they just keep running and running the scroll. And I think of our mind as something like that, where we have these thoughts that just keep running through and running through. And like on the TV screen, we don't necessarily pay attention to what's at the bottom of the screen, but it's still kind of in our eyesight, and we can then pay attention to it and notice it as it's scrolling by. I encourage you to start listening to what your thoughts are saying. And it's out of the idea that they can give you clues about what's going on for you, and clues if you're headed in the direction of overeating. It's part of this idea of mindfulness, of paying attention to your mind, of paying attention to your thoughts. So pay attention to them and what they're saying, and I like to just allow them to cross by my mind. And I've learned this a long time ago, that what we want to do is to notice the thought without judgment. Notice the thoughts without judgment, and notice the thoughts without anger, and notice them without fear, and just notice them as information. What happens is this is a mindfulness technique that's quite powerful, that gives us an opportunity to disengage from any kind of battle with our thoughts. So I encourage you to start listening to the thought and just say, we do this thing when I see clients, I say, you know, you can say something to the effect of, oh, thank you, you know, as the thoughts are going by your head, oh, okay, thanks for sharing. Okay, I always say, move on out, let's keep on moving, like it's that little scroll at the bottom of the TV screen. Okay, keep on moving. And I don't get angry at them, because when I get angry or frustrated or scared or try to take hold and take control of my thoughts, I then get in a battle with my thoughts. And it's it doesn't work that way. What can work really easily and effortlessly is to notice them and just allow them to pass on by without giving them a lot of attention. And that's one technique. There are lots of other techniques that I go through when I work with people in my groups or individually, but this is one technique. The other idea that I love about what you can do about these, or what these thoughts are can tell you, is these thoughts basically are just thoughts, and you don't have to act upon them. That, to me, was huge. When I was engaging in overeating, and I had these thoughts often, I would have these thoughts, and I noticed a lot of them. What I didn't realize is that I didn't have to act on them. So if I had this thought about wanting to eat this certain food, and I wasn't hungry, and I knew it was about binging, what I didn't know way back when is that I didn't actually have to act upon the thought, and that nothing would happen to me if I didn't act upon the thought. I wouldn't die. I wouldn't be devastated. Nothing would physically happen to me. And it's interesting looking back, is that I really thought that I had to act upon those thoughts. What I thought now that I'm kind of saying it out loud to all of you is that if I didn't act upon the thoughts, they wouldn't go away. And they can go away, and they don't have to control me. So that's another takeaway for you, is when you have those thoughts, you don't have to act upon them. But then you might want to know, well, then what do I do if I don't, so I can hear you saying, Kim, if I'm not supposed to act upon them, what am I supposed to do? Well, there are things you can do. There's one thing you can do that I find is one of the best techniques for helping with these thoughts and how to get them out without us having to act upon them. And it's through this process that Julia Cameron wrote about in The Artist's Way. And this is a technique that I talk to most everybody I come in contact with about this technique because it's fabulous. And it's from the book The Artist's Way, but it's for anybody, not just artists. Anybody can do this. And what Julia Cameron talks about is what's called the morning pages. And it's 3 pages of longhand writing every day in the morning. And it's all the things that your mind is thinking. You just write it down by hand and everything that comes into your mind. And even if you don't have anything that your mind is thinking, you write down, I have nothing else. I can't think of anything else. This is stupid. I can't believe Kim said I should do this. I don't like this. And then something else will show up and you'll start writing about whatever it is that comes out of your head. What happens is I call it a brain dump. And it's all of the things that lie in my head that just sit there and swim around and cause me lots of problems. I put them to the paper. I find that 3 pages longhand is about 10 minutes. It's really not that long. And what I have found over the years is even though they're called morning pages, I do them at any time during the day. I do them in the afternoon sometimes. I do them in the evening. A lot of my clients do them before bedtime, and it helps them sleep because they can write down all of their thoughts in this freehand way and get them out of their head before they go to sleep. So that's a really great thing to do. Julia Cameron likes to do it. She says do it in the morning to kind of start your day fresh. I love the idea of it. My schedule doesn't always allow for that, or I choose not to let my schedule allow for it. So I just figure as long as I'm doing it at some point in the day, that's the best thing I can do. I also write it on one of those, I don't use a really nice journal for these because it's really kind of stuff that's from my head that I don't want anybody to read in. So I put it in a spiral binder, one of those ones that you get, they're really inexpensive that you get for kids for school. And I just write in there, it's a lined spiral binder. And I put it in a place that nobody else can see. It's really things that I think of in my head that I don't want anybody else to look at. So I put it in a place nobody else looks at. And then I feel safe to share all of my thoughts. I have some clients that have told me that they have to that they feel concerned about writing all of the things, the yucky things in their head down because they're afraid somebody will read it. And I was just talking, I was talking with a client about that, and I just said, well, then write it down and then shred it or rip it or put it out in the barbecue and light it on fire. Get rid of it so nobody can see it. The idea is just to put it to paper. So that is one technique that another technique that I find is really helpful to help get rid of these thoughts and let them go. So we've got a few techniques that we've already talked about. Let me summarize them so that that you can know you really can have something to do when you leave today. So one of the ideas was the morning pages. How to let go of these thoughts is to try the morning pages. Another thought that we had is to watch these thoughts, to pay attention to these thoughts as they pass on by and just allow them to just pass on by without judgment. Another technique that we talked about was tell yourself, these thoughts can't control me. They're separate from me, and I don't have to listen. I don't have to act upon them. So even if I have a thought, I don't have to act upon them. Generally, when I tell myself that I'm having a thought, this thought doesn't mean I have to do whatever it is I'm thinking. I generally then will go engage in a different behavior. I'll go clean, or I will go take a walk, or I'll go do something else to end up having a different behavior rather than eating. And there were, let me see, what else were the other, oh, the other thing that we talked about is how to stop these thoughts at the start is to notice if you're having any kind of diet or restriction thoughts, because that tends to lead us into more thoughts about food. That's just how it happens. So this is a really quick, half hour down and dirty look at our thoughts and how to stop thinking about food so much. And it's one of the thoughts are actually one of the six components that I have in our virtual, or I'm sorry, our Emotional Eating Solutions virtual group program, which we actually have starting in May. I have them starting a couple of times a year, and one is starting up in May. And the thoughts are actually one of the components, one of our six components to our Emotional Eating Solutions. So we cover them in a lot of depth. We go through them in a whole week. We look at different pieces of the thoughts. And then we go through other strategies over the 8 weeks of the total group. So if you're interested in Emotional Eating Solutions, I will put the link in our the recording page, and it is starting up in May. So I hope you all have gotten something, and I really encourage you to think right now before we leave this call, what's one thing you're going to do differently as we end this call? And try, not try, commit to yourself that you're going to do something different related to your thoughts and related to food based on what we've talked about today. And start trying it. Just start trying to see what you can do differently and see how that goes. I'm going to send out this audio a little later today, and you can re-listen to it as often as you like. And I wish you all a really great day. Anybody who's on the line, I'm going to log off the recording and see if you have any questions. And so I am logging off the recording. For anybody who's listening, we'll talk to you next month, actually. It will be April, we'll be in May. May the 8th will be our next call, and I look forward to talking to you then. Anybody on the line, feel free to stay on and ask any questions as you'd like. I'll talk to you all later.